Tens of thousands of worshippers gathered at the Vatican to hear Pope Francis's traditional Christmas Day message for 2017. But it was hardly traditional this time around. The Pope has urged the world's Catholics not to ignore the plight of migrants and pointedly has called for a negotiated two-state solution to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
In questo giorno di festa invochiamo il Signore la pace per Gerusalemme.
On this festive day, let us ask the Lord for peace for Jerusalem and for all the Holy Land. Let us pray that the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the parties and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states with a mutually agreed border and internationally recognized waters.
It was the second time the Pope has spoken out publicly about the issue since United States President Donald Trump decided to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Mr. Trump's announcement, reversing decades of US policy, leaving Jerusalem's status to Israeli-Palestinian negotiations, has split Christian opinion around the world. Pope Francis, who faced criticism for not mentioning the Rohingya refugees in his recent visit to Myanmar, also used his Christmas message to address that issue.
Rivedo Gesù nei bambini che ho incontrato durante il mio ultimo viaggio.
I see Jesus again in the children I met during my recent visit to Myanmar and Bangladesh, and it's my hope that the international community will not cease to work to ensure that the dignity of minority groups present in the region is adequately protected.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered his Christmas message from Jerusalem.
It's a pleasure for me on Christmas Eve to be here, standing in Jerusalem. It's right behind me, the holy city. I'm proud that Israel is the country that in which Christians not only survive, but they thrive because we believe in this friendship among people and we protect the rights of everyone to worship in the holy shrines behind me.
Mr. Netanyahu has welcomed President Trump's decision, describing Israel as a haven for the city's Christian minority, which makes up around 2% of the population. Elsewhere in the region, Chaldean Catholic Patriarch Louis Sarko has used his Christmas message to call on Iraqi Christians to return to Mosul now that IS is gone. In July, Iraqi government forces, backed by US-led air power, recaptured Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. The patriarch acknowledged the huge task ahead in both the city and the country, but expressed hope for Christians.
Their houses are destroyed or burnt, and the church is restoring the houses. We are hopeful that many, many Christians will be back, even to Mosul.
On the 60th anniversary of her first televised Christmas address, Queen Elizabeth has also addressed the serious issues of 2017. She has praised Manchester and London for their response to what she called the appalling terrorist attacks in the two cities this year.
This Christmas, I think of London and Manchester, whose powerful identities shone through over the past 12 months in the face of appalling attacks. In Manchester, those targeted included children who had gone to see their favourite singer.
The Queen says her reflection on the year have made her more grateful for the blessings of home and family. She also praised her husband of 70 years for his support and what she called his unique sense of humour. In the United States, President Trump addressed US troops via a video conference call, thanking the members of the military for their service and their families for their sacrifice. Mr. Trump, in wishing them a Merry Christmas, also turned his message into a verbal shot at what he is previously termed political correctness.
I just wanted to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. We say Christmas again very proudly. Very, very Merry Christmas. We're going to have a great year. It's going to be an incredible year. Today and every day, we're incredibly thankful for you and for your families. Your families have been tremendous, always underappreciated. The military families, the greatest people on earth.
Elsewhere, leaders across the globe have used their Christmas messages to urge more compassion and kindness.